Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
Tim, Christmas is almost here. Well, yeah, it will be here before we know it.
It seems like it's here already at our house because we've been putting up Christmas lights, the Christmas tree. We've been recording movies on Hallmark Channel.
Mm-hmm, yeah. We're one of those people that we like some of the movies that come on the Hallmark Channel. Mm-hmm. Wholesome, clean stuff.
Yeah, the Hallmark Movie Channel. I mean, the Christmas Blessing. I could go on and just mention a lot of the
and of
Christmas
course we,
card.
And, yeah.
And
we
you're waiting on that one.
Yeah. And also the Waltons' Homecoming.
Mm-hmm.
That was recorded in the early 70s.
Yeah. I think I have that thing worn out already.
Hawthorne Dooley. Hawthorne Dooley, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, where the scene where they're doing the Christmas program in the church, that's what I enjoy out of that whole
that.
Thing.
Bring out the shepherd. That's it, Johnny boy.
And what is it? It's going to take a little while now, but the Lord's going to
be going to be with us.
We just love the season. We love the church services. In fact, I know many churches, you'll hear it on the calendar of events or when it's announced here on He's Alive Radio, mm-hmm. different churches are having plays, cantatas, and different things. We have a candlelight service the Sunday mm-hmm. before
yes.
Christmas. We have the Christmas program. We, with the children, we enjoy all the things that the season brings.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to be an awesome time at Father's house, and we cordially invite you to come.
Amen. Well, we're going to get back and talk about the importance of being connected. Hey, this is Connected, so we're going to talk about connections today.
I've been afraid. Been confused, doubted everything I thought that I knew, but I felt peace and I've been loved. Got back on my feet, thanking God above, and I know how. Trusting and believing, and the darkness when the shadows hide the light. Yeah, I know how it feels to survive. I've been alone, felt betrayed. Didn't know if I could stand another day, but I found joy and I had faith. Know the strength that gets me through one more day. 'cause I know how it feels to walk out of a valley, and how it feels to breathe the air that gives me life. I know the silence that comes with trusting and believing, and the darkness when the shadows hide the light. Yeah, I know how it feels to survive.
And Tim, I said before we went to the break that we're going to talk about the importance of being connected.
Mm-hmm.
I heard the old saying, the first banana that gets disconnected is the first banana that gets ate up. If you take it from the bunch, it's gone.
Yeah, we're going to be talking from the Word of God in Hebrews, the 10th chapter, and you have some scripture that you're going to be reading, and it's going to be an exciting time because we don't need to be out there as lone rangers this time of year.
No.
Independent orphan spirits. You know, let me just say this, that from the descendants of the Ishmaelites, all of these centuries, there has been an independent orphan spirit that's always been fighting to receive the blessing of the promise.
That's right.
But yet the blessing of the promise is in Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's where the seed comes from.
Mm-hmm.
And out of the root of Jesse, there is an offspring out of the root of Jesse.
Yes.
And that name of that baby child, Jesus, shall be called Wonderful,
yes,
Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace.
Amen. Amen. Well, we must be connected to a local church for no other reason than the Bible says so.
Mm-hmm.
I have met Christians who feel that, you know, I can serve God and I don't have to ever go to church. I don't have to be a part of a church. I don't have to be connected. I don't have to be involved.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing more and more a generation coming up that don't even frequent the house of God. They feel that they can be saved. They can serve God. They can have the blessings of God. And they can just do their own thing, and because they're tired on Sunday, they need to do the lawn work, or they need to put up the Christmas lights, or whatever. And everything is taking the place of the Lord in their life.
Mm. You know, several years ago, I remember before I ever became saved, before 1980, let's just put it to you that way. I remember the old cigarette commercial, the Camel. I would rather walk a mile for a Camel than switch. I think we need to get that philosophy in the body of Christ. No matter how far the church is where God wants you to come to, we need to be faithful in our church attendance and our giving and in coming together and having fellowship with one another, because the Bible says not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. In Hebrews 10:25, listen to this. I always say this. Put this in parentheses. As the manner of some is. But it says exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. In other words, when the coming of the Lord gets closer each and every day, because it does, because we're heading into our destiny, and the closer we get to the coming of Jesus, we should be getting into the house of God more and more and not less and less.
Absolutely.
But some folk just seem to want to fight against that. And it's like when you start preaching on it, they get mad at you. And I'm like, I didn't write this. This is the word of the living God. This is what God requires of us, to not to forsake the assembling, but to exhort one another. Which means to move to action so much the more.
Yes.
So when you open up your mouth to move someone to action with the word, they get offended.
How can we get offended at the word? But people do. If you know Jesus, you're not going to be offended at the word. You're going to line up with the word. In the book of Acts chapter 5, I love the story. How God really moved in the New Testament church. They call it the Acts of the Apostles, but I just call it the Acts of the Believer. And it talks about how daily they were in the temple and in every house. Mm-hmm. They ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. In other words, they were continually gathering together.
That's right.
And that was their strength. They were under great persecution.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the apostles were forbid to preach in the name of Jesus, and they wanted to do it anyway.
That's right.
And as a result, their strength came in numbers. It came by being together, breaking bread one with another.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's because they realized that there was power in the numbers,
mm-hmm.
and that if one could put 1,000 to flight, 2, 10,000, and so forth. And you know, when we go over in the book of Matthew, the 12th chapter, verse number 50, it says, "But whosoever doeth the uh-huh. will of my Father, which is in heaven, the same as my mother, brother, and sister."
Yeah.
So sometimes it's not like we cut off our natural families, but sometimes God has us to come together with other believers to have fellowship, those that are of like precious faith, so that we can grow together.
Yeah. Yeah. Strengthen one another, edify one another, build
mm-hmm.
each other
That's
up.
Right.
How are you going to have a blessing come upon you unless you're under a headship?
That's right.
The anointing, Psalm 133, it flows from the priesthood down. It flows through the spiritual authority
That's right.
down upon us. And it talks about how pleasant and good it is when brethren mm-hmm. dwell together in unity.
That's right.
Well, how can you be unified if you're not unified,
Absolutely.
If you're not together?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love Amos 3 and verse 3. It says, "How can two walk together except they be agreed?" We have to look at that in a spiritual sense and say, first of all, we must agree with what the Word of God says. And then we come together and agree together to mm-hmm. follow the same Scripture. There's so many denominations that were that came about as a result of splitting hairs
uh-huh.
and saying, yeah. "Well, I don't believe with what that says, and I don't believe with what that portion of Scripture says." But yet, it's the full gospel; it's the whole
yes.
counsel of God that we need to believe.
Have you ever had a time, Tim, where you were just really tired? Your flesh would have rather stayed in the recliner watching the TV, but you knew, because it's the right thing to do according to the Word of God, this is what pleases God.
Mm-hmm.
Get dressed and go to church. And when you left church, you felt more refreshed than you would have if you would have stayed in the recliner.
Yeah, several years ago, I remember getting out on a Sunday morning and literally pushing snow with my vehicle
uh-huh.
just so that I could get. I was on the radio in another city in West Virginia at the time, and we had a live talk show, and I'm like, there's folk out there that are waiting to hear this, so I better get there. So we actually walked from the bottom of a very steep hill to the top of the hill, and two other gentlemen and I did, and we went in there, and we had an awesome, awesome time. But we had to pay a price before we could get on the air. We had to push mm-hmm. that snow, and it was foggy out, and it was snowing. I mean, this was early in the morning, but yet we still were faithful to do what God had called us to do. And some folk would have said, well, I would have stayed home, and I would have just watched something on television that morning. But hey, there was folk that are out there were listening and waiting for us. And let me just say this to you. If you're out there and you're a minister and God has called you to do some things, sometimes it's not pleasant, and it's not a feel-good thing to have to do what God's required you to do.
That is exactly right. But God does reward obedience. I just want to admonish you. If you're not in a local church, I guarantee you, some people say, well, there's problems in that church. Well, of course, there's people in the church.
Mm-hmm.
The old story is, if you find a perfect church and you go to it, it won't be perfect long because you're not perfect.
That's right.
There's no perfect church, and there's no church in your image.
Mm-hmm.
Don't look for a church in your image. Don't look for a church that it's your favorite music or mm-hmm. makes you feel good or the
yeah.
message makes you feel good. Find a church not after your heart, but after God's heart.
That's exactly right.
And be obedient to follow Him. And that's how you're going to be blessed in life.
Well, you need to be where God has placed you. I see so many folk these days, Sharon, that are leaving out from underneath of the geographical location, which is where God placed them for a covering
mm-hmm.
so that they could be covered in prayer and in the power of God.
Yeah.
And when we submit ourselves to the perfect will of God and we stay put, no matter what is going on, hell could be falling apart on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, still yet, what we do is we stay where God has placed us.
Yes.
And when we do, we're going to be safe and secure, and we're going to be able to hear from Him.
Amen. We'll be right back. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer today, Tim, and I believe God wants to heal people. He loves them.
I'm sensing there's so many folk out there that you're wandering around because you've left your church, and you say, I have no place to go because every time I go there, they're preaching on money or they're preaching on this subject, and I just don't like it.
Mm.
But, you know, sometimes it's not comfortable being in the perfect will of God, but it's where God has placed you to hear what you need to hear so that the veil can be taken off so you can see your future, because somewhere in the future, you look a whole lot better than you look right now.
Father, I pray for those right now that they need to be involved in a church. They need to have a pastor. They need to have a covering. They need a place where they can serve you. Lord, I thank you for directing their lives today in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for a home church for them. We praise you, Father, for meeting that need in their lives.
Yes, there's a lady by the name of Sally. I'm hearing that you have a sinus infection, and it's really affecting your left ear. It's clogged up, and then the nasal passage is clogged up. At the point of contact, Holy Spirit is ministering to you right now for your deliverance
thank
and healing.
You,
just receive it by faith.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Father, for all those under the sound of our voice today that are sick and oppressed of the devil, I just speak to depression to go now in Jesus' name. That oppression, we bind you and we command you to loose the people of God. And I just thank you, Lord. Just right now, begin to praise the Lord. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And Lord, I just thank you for the joy of the Lord filling them right now as they praise you and glorify you. Open up your wind and let the sun come in.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes, let praise the Lord open up your heart and let the Lord come in today.
That's right.
And be obedient to praise and glorify him.
Absolutely. And if you don't know Jesus, just pray this prayer with me right now. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I come to you.
I come to you.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I admit to you.
I admit to you.
I am a sinner.
I am a sinner.
In need of a Savior.
In need of a Savior.
Lord Jesus Christ.
Lord Jesus Christ.
You died for me.
You died for me.
On the cross.
On the cross.
In my place.
In my place.
And right now.
And right now.
By faith.
By faith.
I ask you to come into my heart.
I ask you to come into my heart.
And be the Savior.
And be the Savior.
And Lord of my life.
And Lord of my life.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We would love to hear from our family.
That's right.
Our radio family. Mm-hmm,
that's right. And of course, if you have received Christ, regular business office hours, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, 301-895-3292. Some nice person on the other end of the phone will take your call and you can confess to them, I just got saved.
And you can also find us on he'salive.net and email us your prayer needs that way as well. Financially, we need to hear from you. Mm-hmm. Our address is P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland 21536, or he'salive.net.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at he'salive.net or at He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland 21536.